I gave him one day off. He didn't have to work with us yesterday morning because I was sick as a dog. Woof, woof. But Pat Pagano is with us this morning. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, and how do you feel?
Back about 70%. Still in the past 2 days. Let's see, yesterday I had a piece of toast with cream cheese, and then yesterday evening I had a baked potato, plain. And this morning, I just don't feel like, you know, food. I had 3.5-4 ounces of chickpeas. But I don't feel like eating right now. And if I smell food, it gets me a little nauseous. But other than that, I got most of my strength back and just a little bit of a twinge. Real, real strong intestinal virus, obviously, hit me. Probably it was noontime the day before is when I actually started to feel a little queasy. But, boy, I just couldn't do it yesterday. Just couldn't do it.
Sure it was a food poisoning?
I didn't eat that much to make it. There's only one thing that it could have been, and I did have some sauerkraut. Okay, and the sauerkraut was in the refrigerator for about 4 or 5 days, so it could have been the sauerkraut. Could have been, but I'm not. I just tend to think that it's been going out. So anyways.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're on the mend. Just before Christmas, and the weather, well, it's going to be a nice day today, you know, a fair amount of sun, 40 to 45, and then partly cloudy, low 30s tonight. It'll cloud up, it'll get windy and milder Thursday, near 50. Rain will not come in until late in the day. Your Christmas Eve, if you have to go out, good luck. Now, my sister this year, who normally hosts Christmas Eve, is not doing it because of COVID.
Yeah.
And I tell you, based on this forecast, if she was doing it, I think I would have canceled. I can't see myself driving from Rockland County over Two Bridges to Long Island in pouring rain and strong winds. I just would not have done it. And that's what we're expecting. 1 to 2 inches of rain. A flood watch is in effect. Wind, at least 40 miles an hour. Could gust over 50 toward Christmas morning. And don't be surprised if you hear thunder or even see some lightning. Christmas Day. The rain will end during the morning. Windy. Sharply colder. Snow showers could follow in the afternoon. We start early morning in the 40s. We will be in the 20s by evening. Saturday, mid-30s, partly sunny. Sunday, sunny, low 40s. So, unfortunately, with the exception of Christmas morning, the rest of the weekend is pretty good.
Well, Christmas Eve is going to be kind of wild then, huh? Santa Claus is going to be darting around.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be bouncing all over the place.
He'll be electrified.
Yeah, really. But it's a cold front, a very strong cold front. So what can I say, folks? We'll still have some snow on the ground.
We still got 10-12 inches on the ground, so it's going to be just a mess. But we will have a white Christmas because there's white on the ground. But What better way to wind up 2020 with a thunderstorm and wind gusts of 50 and heavy rain on Christmas Eve? So now, imagine what New Year's Eve is going to be.
You've got to be interesting, yeah, to see. I haven't looked that far ahead, but
it'll be something bizarre. It'll be something bizarre.
I'm sure, but, you know, the quicker 20 goes out, I think the better it'll be for all of us.
I think that's you're right there, Pat. I think you're right. Absolutely.
Did you see the picture of my tree?
Absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. Did you like it?
Yes, I think. I got on Facebook yesterday when I started feeling a little better in the afternoon, right. Evening, and there it was, the Pagano tree. And I like the fireplace, the white fireplace. Now, did you paint that white, or was it white when you bought the house?
It was white when we bought the house, but there was no mantle. and our contractor made that mantle for us from scratch.
That's great. It's the tree's in a perfect position, and you could never tell. You could never tell it was a fake tree looking at the picture. Never.
I was just going to tell you, that's the first fake tree in 5 years since we're here. And it's not pre-lit. I put the lights on, 900 lights on the tree. They're miniature, you know. So 9 sets of 100 are on the tree. And then that's only 1/3 of the village. And, you know, they're all, I mean, there's just so many houses. And just didn't have the time this year. With the storm last week and everything, all cut into how much I could do with that. So that's only about 1/3 of the houses. And it's a shame because those houses in their day, Department 56, by the way, North Pole and Scrooge, ran anywhere from $50 to $150 each. And now if you go online and you want to buy them, some places you can get those houses for $10. It's amazing. I mean, I think what I have to do is I have to go through them and really just keep the ones that I absolutely love and just try to sell the rest of them. I'm not going to make any money on it, but try to sell the rest of them at a good price and be done with it. And just get rid of a lot of stuff. That's all, you know. Marshall, you just keep adding on and adding on and adding on, and nothing gets thrown out. I said to my friend David when he was here Friday night, I said, David, when we go up to the lake house in the spring and we open it up, would you come to the studio with me one day and help me? He goes, why? What are we doing now? I said, well, I don't want to ask the other people because they're hoarders. He goes, oh. I said, so when the association brings the two dumpsters that everybody could throw whatever they want away, I said, you and I will go to the studio and we will go up into that loft and we will go through everything that we haven't used, and either we will give it to charity if it's real good, or we'll throw it in the dumpsters. I said, if I invite people like Rob and Helen, they are hoarders. They will tell, no, keep that. So it's just time to throw out, because I'll tell you, Marshall, I should take a picture of the loft that's in our studio. When you try to walk up there, you can't even move. That's how much stuff is there.
Fire hazard.
It sure is. So, and I'm going to do the same thing at home. You know, once the holidays are over, I'm going to try to get rid of a lot of stuff that I haven't used, because it's just too much. You accumulate and accumulate and accumulate, just like snow, you know, and it just builds up and up and up. Good thing about snow is that when it warms up, it goes away by itself.
Yeah, I have that thing. I accumulate kitchen appliances. That's my problem.
Oh, that's your little fetish?
Yeah, and so I get them, I get rid of them, I get them, I get rid of them, I get them. Yeah, it's
okay.
It's just crazy. So lately, Pat, at my house, in the middle of the night, a weird thing's been happening. It sounds like a car starts in my cellar, and then it gets louder and louder and louder, and then all of a sudden you hear something shaking, and then it goes away, and then it comes back. So I haven't ever called my landlord on it because it always happens in the middle of the night. Well, yesterday, because I was home, it happened, and I called him, and I said, listen, I'm in bed sick, but something's happening here, and I'd like you to come over. So he came over. He spent almost 45 minutes at my house down in the cellar. He could hear it. He couldn't find what it was. But he did something down there because it didn't happen last night. He fixed it. Whatever it is he did, he fixed it. But he was going crazy. Like I was, because it was a sound, and you just couldn't find out where it was coming from or what was causing it.
I bet you I know.
What?
Ghost.
I don't know if it was a ghost or not, but it's gone now, and it
probably scared him away. He'll be back.
Well, it's Reg's father's house. His father's old house. Reg is my landlord, and that's his father's old house. And
maybe his father came to visit you. Either that, or Marshall could have been one of your ex-wives.
Could have been.
That would have made you even sick of yesterday if you thought of that.
Nah, not really. You know, I love marriage is a good thing. That's why I've done it so many times. It's just obviously not good for the people that marry me.
Well, you know, it's like everything else, you know, you have to work at it, right?
Yep. So now all my Christmas gift shopping was done yesterday.
You mean you picked up all your gift cards?
I don't even have to pick them up anymore. I have them emailed.
Oh, right. That's right.
I get lazier and lazier each year.
So that's all done. Your decorations are done. And what about, well, I guess you don't want to think about Christmas dinner.
Right? You know, and it does. I have to think about Christmas dinner. And this might be one of the years that I just don't do it. I got to feel a lot better tomorrow if I'm gonna start putting it together.
Either that, Marshall, or you could just call out and get yourself one of those Christmas dinners that come with everything. Well, come with the side, the salads, the dessert, everything.
It doesn't matter. Even the thought of ordering it right now.
You don't want to hear it. Yeah.
It's just, I'm sure it'll be fine by tomorrow, but for me not to, like, once today, like, I got up and I wanted to have one egg, okay? And I opened up the refrigerator and I just couldn't do it. I couldn't even make one egg.
It turns you off. Yeah.
So I figured I'll open up a can of chickpeas, take 3.5-4 ounces out, and eat those, and that should be calm enough. So, and it seems to have worked. So, and it's protein, Pat. Protein. There, I got my protein.
Right.
Well, so now are you working tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Yeah. It's just not Christmas Day.
No. I baked my first batch of cookies. I baked, it would be equivalent to like pfeffernuss.
Okay.
You know, the spice cookies. And then tomorrow, the only thing I'm baking are some very, very light eggnog flavored cookies.
My grandmother used to make something that was like funnel cake, but not, but it was fried and it was so good. And then she'd put powdered sugar on top of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God. He used to, just the best. Absolute the best. Oh. Well, anyways, we can talk more about Christmas food tomorrow.
Okay, let's do that. You continue to feel better, and see everyone tomorrow morning.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with the check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.